Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the podcast that focuses on helping you create space to attract more money, love, and happiness in your life. And I am your host, Janet M. Taylor. I want to say hello. If you're a regular listener, welcome. If you're listening for the very first time, I hope you're having a great week. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please leave a review so I can continue bringing you episodes each week. Well, in this episode, Ola Jackson of Your Stylish Way will be returning to tell us to stop rushing, ladies. I will also be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, repurpose suggestion, and my book suggestion for the week. And my question for you this week is, are you in the habit of rushing? Do you rush to work? For those of you who are working outside the home, to school, finish a project. For those of you traveling to catch a plane, I would love for you to know. So in the facts and statistics, 31% of people waste about 30 minutes, but the top 10% waste 3 or more hours each week. And then there's those people who waste more than 15 hours per week in productivity. And, you know, basically that is actually shedding the light on the immense costs associated with poor time management. So again, 31% waste about 30 minutes. The top 10% waste 3 or more hours, but then there are those people that waste 15 hours per week on productivity. So hopefully that is not you. And that was from entrepreneur.com. So Ola Jackson is the founder and CEO of OWN, the Onyx Woman Network, a media targeting women of color, which includes a business magazine, leadership website, which profiles successful entrepreneurs, and a lifestyle blog called Your Stylish Way, which infuses style and self-care for women over 40. Her focus is on financial literacy, entrepreneurship, career advancement, and wellness. She is also a speaker who shares with other entrepreneurs on how she survived 30 years in business and went from struggle to success while overcoming personal obstacles and professional barriers. She is now in the process of relaunching her YouTube channel called The New Network TV to provide content exclusively to midlife women. As a result of her successful ventures, she has been featured in a number of newspaper magazines as well as radio shows and talk shows. Ola was named one of the most influential women in Pennsylvania. She was honored in the Talk Minority Action Group Women of Distinction Award and the Mount Ararat Community Activity Center Award. She was selected Businesswoman of the Year by the Negro Business and Professional Women's Club. She was also honored by the NAACP in recognition of her role as a business owner. She's received the Women of Excellence Award from the Professional Women in Business Club and numerous other awards as well. She's currently working on a book called Homegirl CEO. She's been married for over 35 years, and she is the mother of an adult son who has autism. So sit back, listen to this conversation I have with Ola, take notes, and share it with a friend. Well, listeners, I'm excited. It's a new year, and I have a returning guest, Ola Jackson. She's going to talk to us about how we, and specifically we as women, we just need to stop rushing. So I'm going to share a little bit more why I decided to do that. But welcome, Ola.
Hello, and I am always happy to be on your show, girl.
I know, because we have such good conversations. But before we get into the conversations,
it's
I really wanted a conversation. Then that's what it is. It's just two friends just talking because we've known each other. I mean, I keep thinking when you had the magazine, and then I would get so excited and open it up because I was listed on the advisory board. I was like, yes.
Yes.
So I want you to share with the listeners about, you know, your stylish ways, but also how you really cater to the woman of a certain age.
Right. Now, your stylish ways came about really as I was making that transition from the magazine, and I was getting older, and so was my audience. And so I figured, okay, now I have to address those issues for midlife women. And so I thought, now, how do I get their attention? Because sometimes health issues aren't all that interesting. how do I make them interesting? But you know, style and fashion is always interesting. So I combined the two and I called it Your Stylish Ways. We may talk about shoes, but we also talk about foot care. We may talk about glasses, sunglasses, but we also talk about eye care. We may talk about makeup, but we address skincare. So it's a way to pull you in and still give you the substance and the style. And that's how it was started.
And I love the way you just like combine the both. And it's always so interesting, which is why you are returning guests, because you did a video on Instagram and it was about stop rushing. And it just, and I kept thinking, oh my goodness, she's got to come back and she's got to talk to the listeners, you know, really about what you were sharing and how we really need to do that. So I guess one, what made you do the video, but also really kind of just share some of the things you were sharing in the video.
I remember I was late. I was a chronic late person. I mean, if you were having something at 6 o'clock, I was leaving at 6 o'clock. So therefore, I was late. And so one time I had a client call me and she didn't think, I guess she thought she hung up, but she was saying, oh, she always late. I heard her. And she was telling somebody else this, that I was always late. And then and this was a while ago. I hadn't changed. I was still rushing and I was exhausted. I said, something has to be wrong in my planning, in my organizing, and in my mindset that I'm just going and going. And it was affecting my health because I was so stressed out. And like anything else, I thought, there has to be other people who are on speed dial of life, constantly not planning out what to do, how to do it. I used to get dressed late. I didn't decide what I was going to wear until like right after I got out of the tub. That was my life. And it was just too hectic. And it was trifling. It was, you know, I had to confess, I was the president of the trifling committee of Pittsburgh. Because I was, and it's so unprofessional. So that's the thing too. It is so unprofessional to basically, to really just be that, it's disrespectful, because the people that you're late for, you know, that's their time and you can't get time back. And the older you get, you have more time behind you than you have in front of you. So therefore I was like, oh no, yeah, something has to give up in here. And so that's why I posted it. And people were like, oh my God, that's me. Because it led to an overwhelming life that was not necessary.
And, you know, and it's interesting because you were talking about some of the things you did, you know, about, you know, not deciding what you're going to wear until, you know, you got out of the tub. But you're right. It's so exhausting when you just have to really, really just kind of rush like that. So, you know, and when I heard you say it, it was like, wow, sometimes even though I feel like I'm on time, but for some reason, I feel like I got to walk faster.
You know, it's like walking in a room and there's 100 people and here you come walking in. So I came in, I went to my reunion late and a woman walked up to me and said, you and your husband, weren't you all late yesterday? Is this something you all do? Is that like a, is that a part of a fashion thing where you got to be? And I was like, no. I mean, when you're branded as late, then that's something. And you have to really step back and think, what are people thinking about me? And how much do I care about somebody to not consider being on time for something they planned? Or just even if not an event, are you late going to your mama's house? Are you late going to your friend? Are your friends waiting for you? And they're late? Because it's like this little domino effect. You're late, so that means they can't pick up their kid and they can't pick it. And you don't even know why, because you're not telling you. Who tells people about being late all the time? And so I said, you know, let me go ahead and put this out there and let folks reflect on this, see themselves in being late and rushing constantly.
So what are some of the things that you decided to do to help you from not being late anymore?
I had to prioritize what's important and just say no to some things. Now, if somebody's scheduling me for like a 3 o'clock something, I try to be there at 2:45 at the very latest. And this, just be respectful. I lay my clothes out now. There are so many things that preparation, you know, just like you tell folks, just to prepare beforehand. That's all you got to do is prepare. It's really that simple. Did I lose you on the video part? Let's see here. I don't see you. Okay.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. You just have to prepare. And it's really that simple. You don't have to go get your master's degree on how not to be late. You have to get your act together to degree on how you should conduct yourself. And most of us are too old to be acting like this. You know, we can't have our kids showing up like this, but yet we become comfortable. It's been a way of life. I'm just going to show, be there. And people, you know, it becomes what you do consistently becomes consistently you.
And I like what you said. Something people don't think about is that domino effect.
Oh, yeah, huh? The domino.
You know,
effect.
You're late. Okay, so that makes somebody else late, and it's just it happens all day long, and you just don't know the ripple effect.
And if you're in business, if you are in business, and you're late, oh please. I've had people I've hired call. I'm on my way. Does not justify you not being here. We have to stop that. I'm on my way. No, the meeting was to be scheduled at a certain time. And you have to tell yourself, you know, what you want that to happen to you. I was doing something that I would get ticked off when it happened to me.
And yeah,
so there's so many impacts of you constantly rushing. And it's a sign. Something just isn't right. Or you so overwhelmed because you're taking on too much than you need. I mean, are you becoming a professional starter?
Oh, that's a good one. Because you said, you know, sometimes we need to say no. And right. I think that's it. We pile on stuff. And I had a client one time. He said that he could get to every place within 30 minutes within the city of Philadelphia. And I said, you know, that's not true. Because you got to also take into consideration traffic, this, that, and the other. He's like, oh, no, Janet, I'm always 30 minutes. I'm 30 minutes away from
every place. I used to say that. Is that my brother you talk about? Like, oh, in Pittsburgh, you can get anywhere in 20 minutes. You have to consider the traffic. Anything could happen that slows you down. And it's a health and peace method when you're just being calm and not letting somebody else just steal or let yourself really, because, you know, time doesn't stop because you're running slow.
Mm-mm. And I tell people, take that 15 minutes a day before to actually prepare. Lay your clothes out. Even if you are working from home, people, just lay your clothes out. Plan your next day. It makes it so much easier. Mm-hmm. And you're not really kind of dealing with all that stuff. But one of the things I'm finding, Ola, is that because we're in this virtual world, people are having those back-to-back-to-back meetings. Uh-huh. And I'm telling people that they need to have like a little gap time or buffer time in between meetings.
Or a refresher.
That's a good one. A refresher because, you know, you need time to get a drink of water. You need time to maybe go to the restroom. And, you know, and so that will prevent you also from kind of showing up late to these meetings.
After I leave here, I have to go make some stops at the hospital to see some people. But I have a very big Zoom event tonight. I'm going to come back. I'll have several hours in between. Even though I'm not going anywhere, I'm going to jump back into the tub just to refresh and start all over again and not just keep something. You have to admit that something is wrong if you're just moving and moving. God gave us 24 hours in a day. And we get to choose for the most part, unless there's something drastic happened, how we're going to spend them. So if you're surpassing that, then it's time. It's a sign. I believe in the signs. It's telling you that there's some things in your life that you need to delete. Really.
I'm gonna write that down. Some things you need to delete. And you're so right, because like you said, we have 24 hours. And I think sometimes people think they actually have 48. Because of all the stuff they keep, and I keep telling people, you're piling your calendar just like you stuff those closets. And sometimes, like you said, you got to delete stuff. You need your rest time. You know, because you've got a big event that you need that moment before your event. And sometimes people don't realize they need that moment. And I tell people, in between these meetings, you may have to give a meeting. So you need that time before. And then, of course, afterwards, you may have to regroup and write some notes, some around. You need that. So, yeah, we need to really kind of restructure.
Piling things up does not get rid of things. No. When I used to clean up my office, I'd pile them up thinking I had more space, but them things were still there. Like, where did I go? You know, we can mentally tell ourselves anything. I'm going to pile this stuff up, and now I have all this clean space. Not really, because that stuff, them 10 paper, that your tax records, they're still here. You haven't done, you just move them around. You just move that pain around, those emotions around, but you haven't dealt with them because they're still in a pile. And it's like you stack up some boxes, they can only go but so high before they fall.
So Ola, with all that you do, well, I have a couple of more questions. So the first question is, what's one thing that maybe we can do, and specifically as women, to stop rushing in this new year?
Give yourself a reality check. That's the first thing you need to do, because we are really unrealistic, because we're seeing people on Instagram dressed up nice, makeup nice, figure nice, house nice, kids nice, nice, nice. And we think, oh, what the heck is going on? You don't know what their team is doing. You don't know how much money they're paying out. You have to get it real. I mean, just be real about what is doable in your life. You got a family, caregiver, taking care of people. And when you list all those things, be realistic. What really else fits in here? And why am I really doing what these people are asking? Is it to make me feel better, make them feel better? Do an assessment. It's like, you know, you take your car in to get all rebooted and ready. You know, do it for yourself. So when you start next year, I have a thing called these three things. Make it three things that you do that are your priority, and don't invite anything else in so you won't get overwhelmed. Because the minute you get distracted, all those things get put in the burner, and then you're rushed. Oh my God, I went to such and such's after hour, and yet I didn't finish my book. Oh my goodness, I thought I was supposed to start this podcast, but such and such's wedding was going, you know. So you have to say, you know, pick three things.
I like that. Three things. You hear that, listeners?
Three things, not these 10 things. Because what happened, in my era, it was multitasking. Oh, if you got a job interview, can you multitask? I'm like, how many men get asked to multitask? They don't have raising kids and taking care of the house and all this. So multitasking, I'm not an octopus. I only got two hands and two arms. So that's, you know, prioritize. Focus, focus, focus. Even as you're getting older, focus, focus, focus.
So, Ola, my last question to you is there an area of your life that you're going to simplify in 2022?
Oh, my goodness. And that is a good question. I'm going to focus, focus, focus. Basically, I'm going to pick the three things. And you never write a book forever, right?
It's all right. You're writing it. That's the key.
One of the things that I do, I'm going to continue on, and I want to have other folks do this too, is I have a morning routine. And I advise other people to do that. When I got away from it, it let me know how much it was working for me. When I got away from it, it took me stopping doing that to realize, hey, this morning routine, that's when I was up in the morning, I was reading a book and writing a book, and I was working out. So that's one of the things I want to continue to do and not get back off of that. So I want to do more with your stylish ways to really encourage women to make midlife their best life. And then I'm going to enjoy my life, because one thing I realized, I found freedom in my 60s.
Ah, I got a couple more years. I'm looking forward to it. That's true. I mean, 50 is wonderful, and mm-hmm. it's like eye opening. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the 60s. Looking forward to the 60s. So, Ola, how can listeners get in contact with you and follow you and get all your wisdom nuggets?
Go to yourstylishways.com so you can see what we're doing. And then my email is very simple, ola@onyxwoman.com. And my phone number, 412-731-5159.
And of course, listeners, you know, I will have a direct link to Ola's website on the show page. So, Ola, thank you so much for kicking off the new year. Appreciate it.
I cannot wait to be in Philadelphia and do a workshop together. That's what I'm looking forward to.
That will be fantastic. That, oh, yes. So what was your takeaway with my conversation with Ola Jackson on Stop Rushing? What is the one thing that maybe in the new year that you are not going to do when it comes to managing your time as well as managing your life? Well, now let's move on to Taylor's Tip Time. And this week, I want to just share with you a kind of a exercise I do in my time management courses. And it just helps you better understand how much time you have to do all the things you want to do, and you will not be rushing. So get out a piece of paper, maybe get your tablet. So I want you to put down, of course, the top 24 hours, because we're all given 24 hours in a day. Now I want you to subtract the number of hours you sleep. I want you to subtract the number of hours you work. If you are commuting, because a lot of you are going on site now, subtract the number of hours you eat, you know, your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, your breaks. And of course, if you walk the dog, subtract that. If you do homework with the kids or you have to do homework, subtract that. And of course, if you have to, on a regular daily basis, take care of or check on an elderly relative, subtract that. So when you subtract all those hours from 24, what do you have left? That will give you a better understanding of what you can and cannot do with what you have left. Maybe you've got 2 hours. Maybe you've got 5 hours. So that will really help you be more strategic in what you do with your time and what you maybe need to say no to. So again, I'm going to repeat 24 at the top, then how many hours you sleep, how many hours you work, if you're commuting, how many hours you eat throughout the day. If you walk a dog, you got to do homework. You check on an elderly relative or you're taking care of someone. Subtract all those hours. So I would love to know what aha moments you had when you did that. So please share. So, have you been working on getting organized and feel overwhelmed? Are you challenged by managing your time between work, home, and your life? Do you want to organize your life? Let's talk so I can help you. I work with clients to guide them from start to finish by providing them with the details needed to clear the clutter and get organized without feeling overwhelmed and stressed. So go to my contact page and schedule a free 15-minute session. No obligation. In addition, I offer a variety of virtual coaching plans to meet your needs. Take the steps necessary to create the life you want and start by doing something today. And of course, click the link in the show page to get started. Well, I always want to thank you for following me on social media, for your likes, your retweets, for your sharing. And please continue to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, which I'm Janet the Organizer, Pinterest, and I have Pinterest boards specifically for time, goal setting, and also have some inspirational ones as well. And please like and share. And don't forget to check out my YouTube channel and subscribe. And of course, if you're thinking of getting your life organized, don't get overwhelmed. Join my Facebook group, Living Life Totally Organized. It is a community of women supporting each other on their journey to living a life that is totally organized. It's free, so join today. And of course, we're in the midst of our weekly challenges. Yay! Do you know what time it is? I can hear you chanting. Yes, it is Toss It Tuesday time. And this Toss It Tuesday, I want you to start deleting those files from your drives. No, you no longer need. So that computer and that tablet and that device can work a lot better. So that's my Toss It Tuesday tip for this week. My app suggestion for this week is Rescue Time. This app will send you weekly reports to indicate what things are stealing your time. Aside from its automatic time tracking feature, this app also has distraction blocking and efficient report tools. Rescue Time helps you avoid being overwhelmed by too many tasks. So check it out today. And also, with this app, you may be shocked to discover how much time you're actually wasting. Of course, my product suggestion for this week is Hooks, because Hooks can do so many things. Most of all, they make things accessible. Your keys, your mask. Maybe you want to put some hooks in the kitchen to make some of those utensils accessible. So check out my Amazon shop. My repurpose suggestion for this week is check out my Pinterest page and my board, Repurpose, because they have some wonderful ways you can repurpose items and turn them into clocks, like records, like toys. Use your imagination. So check that out. My book selection for this week is Getting Things Done, The Art of Stress-Free Productivity. And my quote for you this week is, you can do anything, but not everything. By David Allen. Well, of course, I want to thank you for listening, and be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. And again, let me know you enjoy listening to this podcast by leaving a review, and be sure to visit my website at www.janetmtaylor.com. Until next time, have a clutter-free day and an organized week. Organization is the quintessential element of a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.